Begin the current daf, Masechta Zvachim, daf Nun Ches. Begin in the top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins the sixth parak of Masechta Zvachim, parak Kachri Kachim, which continues on the theme of the previous parak, discussing the placing of Kachri Kachim, where we had at parak Ezim Mukaimim, where is the place of the different karbanas. We said Kachri Kachim are slaughtered and received its blood in the north of the Azara, whereas Kachri Kalim could be B'chol Makom Azara. So a unique halacha regarding this is discussed in this opening Mishnah. Says in the Mishnah, Kachri Kachim, the holiest of the holiest types of karbanas, like chatas and asham, sheshachtem bereish mizbeach, it was slaughtered on the top of the mizbeach of the altar. Now, generally, the altar was not used for that purpose. It had marachas, it had the pyres, the fires where they would burn the sacrificial parts. The blood was thrown on the mizbeach. Generally, the slaughtering was done in the azara. What's halacha was slaughtered on the top of the altar itself? So we have a machlekes. B'yisem, he says, ki'ilu nishchatu betzafen. Wherever it is that it's slaughtered on the top of the altar, it's as if it was slaughtered in the northern part of the Azara. Hence, it's going to be valid where Kachri Kachim needs to have Tzafen Azara. The Gemara is going to learn the reason why that is. Whereas Rabbi Yisrael Behudaim, he says, well, it depends. Mechatzim Mizbeach Uladarim Kedarim. The half of the part of the Mizbeach towards the south was considered like the south and not valid. Mechatzim Mizbeach Uladarim Kedarim. But the northern half of the Mizbeach towards the north was considered like the north, and therefore, it was valid for the halacha of Shechidas Kachri Kachim, which had to be slaughtered in the north. Now, relating to the halacha of the Mishnah, Amr Avasi Amr B'yechna, which, as we're going to see, is a tradition that Rabbi Yechna had from his teachers. But Rabbi Avasi said in the name of Rabbi Yechna that Oimahai Rabbi Yesi, who's the first Tana mentioned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yesi said, Kulei Mizbeach B'tzafenkai. All of the Mizbeach, which is a machlekes Tanoim regarding where exactly was the placement of the Mizbeach, in the Azara, was it in the northern half of the Azara? Was it somewhere in the middle? Was it in the southern side? So says Rabbi Yechanan, he has a tradition that Rabbi Yesi held that all of the Mizbeach was in the northern half of the Azara. Now, but then the question becomes, Umay Ki'ilu, so then why does he say in our Mishnah, if you slaughter on the top of the altar, it's as if you slaughter in the north? What do you mean as if? It's in the north, because you say the whole Mizbeach is in the northern part of the Azara. And that says the Gemara, Ma'u de tema be'inin al yerech. What would you think that you need to have as the Pasuk says, Mi'ikra alav Pasuk edalav? It says, V'shachat isa, you should slaughter it, meaning the carbon of Kachri Kachim, al yerech, on the side, as the Pasuk says, of the Mizbeach, towards the northern part, which is in front of Hashem. The leken, you don't have the over here, because it's not on the side of the Mizbeach. Yeah, it's in the north, but it's not on the side, it's on the Mizbeach itself. And therefore, you would think it's going to be Pasul. Kamash Malan, that's the chiddush that we're teaching with this halacha, which the Shita Megubetza says, but why? Why don't you say, as the Gemara said in the second paragraph of Chavav Med Aleph, that it's obvious that Al Yerech is actually Ma'akiv. So why is it kosher if it's going to be on top of the Mizbeach? So that says the Shita Megubetza is either because there it's in reference to, in contrast to the airspace. There, if you're hanging it and you're slaughtering, for that you need to have specifically Al Yerech, which means to say on the ground. But here that it's not in the air, being on top of the Mizbeach is also going to qualify to be in the northern part and going to be kosher. Or he says that no, being on top of the Mizbeach is also considered al yerech, and therefore it's going to be valid. And that's the chiddush why he says, ki'ilu nishchatu b'tzafen, because you would think, although it's in the tzafen, but it's not al yerech, that's the chiddush, that the wording of Rabbi Yesi in our Mishnah. Now on this halacha, Amalei Reb Zeira l'Ravasi, Ravasi, who had said over this halacha from Rabbi Yechanan, Reb Zeira asked to him, but Elamiata, if that's the case, now, as Rashi explains, the assumption of Rabbi Zeira was that where did Rabbi Yechanan know this halacha from? That Oimahoy Rabbi Yesi, that it was in the north, the Mizbeach, from the halacha of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yesi says, no matter where on the Mizbeach you slaughter the Kachri Kachim, it's going to be kosher, obviously, because it's all in the north, because you need to have north of the Azara for Kachri Kachim. So then he says, based on that, asked Rabbi Zeira Travasi, so the Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Yehuda, that, as we said, he disagrees in the Mishnah. He says, the northern half of the Mizbeach is going to be kosher. Southern half is not kosher. So Achanami, so then you're going to say the same thing by him, the chetzi b'tzafim, the chetzi b'darm, that obviously you're going to infer then that he holds that Mizbeach is half in the north and half in the south, and that's why the correlating areas are going to be kosher or apostle. And v'chitei mochanami, and then continues Reb Zeira. And if you're going to say that that's the case, that's how Rabbi Yechon would learn. But v'ho'atu da'amrit mishmid Rabbi Yechon, you yourself had said over a different halacha named Rabbi Yechon that said as follows. Ma'id Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, that this second town of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda agrees, meaning, although as we see in the Mishnah that he validates the slaughtering of Kachri Kachim on Mizbeach, on the northern half, however, he agrees, Shem Shachton Kenegdon, that if we're slaughtered opposite that area of the Mizbeach, beneath it, bekarka, on the ground, psula, it's going to be invalid. Now, later on, the Gemara is going to explain how can you have slaughtering beneath the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is on there. How can you have beneath and on the ground? But one thing you see is obviously that it's not that the Mizbeach itself was half in the north, half in the south. Now, because then why, if, let's say, you slaughter on the northern part beneath the Mizbeach, that it would be invalid? Why? It's in the northern part. Obviously that you can't infer the halacha from the Mishnah. So how are you saying that Rabbi Yossi necessarily holds that the Mizbeach is in the Tzafin, but then Rabbi Yossi also then should be saying half in, half not, and we see obviously he doesn't hold like that. So Amaleh, Rav Asi said to Rabbi Zeir, he says, no. Hachikam Rabbi Yechim, this is what Rabbi Yechim was saying. In other words, that this, that Oymahar Rabbi Yossi, that it was said, Rabbi Yossi said the whole Mizbeach was in the north, that Rabbi Yechim was quoting, was not inferring from the halacha of our Mishnah. Rather, it's a tradition he had from his teachers. And you're right, the halacha of our Mishnah is not there. The machlokes, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, is not regarding the placement of the Mizbeach. To say that Rabbi Yossi, who says that it's all in the north, and Rabbi Yossi was saying half in the north, half in the south. You're right, it's not true. Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, as we proved, obviously doesn't hold the Mizbeach was even the north at all. Because then the area beneath it, in the northern half, should be kosher. And he was quoted by Rabbi Yechon saying that it's not. Rather, the machlekes is how to expound the pasuk, as Rav Asi explains. Shnei mikro echad darshu. Both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, they both expound the same pasuk in different ways. It's a pasuk in Shemais. The pasuk there begins in Perek Chav, pasuk Chafalav. It says, "Mizbeach adamatasli, you should make for me a mizbeach out of earth. V'zavachto lav hazaylasecha v'shlamecha, and you should slaughter in it your carbon eilus and your carbon shlam." Now, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Yisavar, kulali eila v'kulali shlam, when it says you slaughter in it on the altar your eilus and your shlam, it means that the entire area is fit for slaughtering carbon eila and for slaughtering carbon shlam. Now, why would the entire area of the Mizbeach be kosher for eila? Because it has the sanctity of the halacha of tzafin on it from Gzeiras HaKasev. The Torah is giving it the halacha of tzafin. And so too, the whole area of the top Mizbeach is fit for a carbon shlamim. Why? Because as the Gemara had brought in the previous parak, Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, that the shlamim is kosher also in the north from a Kal Vachomer, where it's kosher even in the south. But it's how you expound the pasuk when it says Eisayil Lasech B'Shlamecha. It means the whole thing is for the all of Eila and all the Shlam. Whereas Rabbi Yisbi, who the Savor, he held Chetzi La Eila B'Chetzi L'Shlam. Only half is kosher for the Eila, which is the northern half, and half is kosher for Shlam. Why? Because he proves as follows. The Yisak Adai Takul La Eila Kosher. If you would entertain like Rabbi Yisbi, that's if the whole area is kosher for the Eila, Sahashta Kuli Li Eila Kosher. So if you're going to tell me that the whole area of the top of the altar is kosher for Eila, Kuli Li Shlam Mibaya, do I have to tell you all of it is kosher for Shlam? Of course. If Eila is limited in its area that it's kosher for, where it's only generally kosher in the north, and, okay, so you're saying that the Mizbeach, the top, will also have the halachic status as the north, but Shlam that's kosher everywhere, of course it's going to be kosher because it's also kosher in the north too, and it's even kosher in the south. So why would I have to say Veshlamecha? Obviously, to tell you, because only half is good for the Eila, which is the northern half, and half is kosher v'shlam, which is the southern half. But the Idach, Rabbi Yisrael would tell you that, no, Itzach, it was necessary to say v'shlamecha, even though the whole area is good for Eila, to tell you that also the whole area is good for shlam. I would have thought to say, Eila hu d'dachik le'imakim, it's regarding karbanas like Eila, that the space where to slaughter them is very tight. Because, as we said, for Karban Ayla and other Kachim, you could only do it in the northern half of the Azar. And sometimes there's many Karbanas Ayla. It's very tight. So the Torah gave you a dispensation that said, okay, if there's no room, you could do it on top of the Mizbeach too. Avashlamim, delay dachak le'imakim e'malai. But regarding Karban Shlam, where it's not so tight, you could do it anywhere in the Azara. I would say that the Torah didn't allow this dispensation to do slaughtering on top of the Mizbeach. That's what we have to teach in the pasuk Veshlamecha, that also the entire area of the top of the Mizbeach is going to be kosher Veshlam too, and therefore it's not necessarily limited half for Eila, half for Shlam. All of it is kosher for Eila, and all of it is kosher for Shlam, according to Rabbi Yossi. But one thing we see that the Gemara was saying is that it's not the inference from the halacha of the Mishnah that Rabbi Yechon had said is halacha. That was a tradition that he had. And they're not necessarily disagreeing regarding where it was in the north or in half in the north and half in the south, as we see that Rabbi Yossi Yehuda doesn't allow the area beneath the northern part of the Mizbeach to go ahead and do the Shechita. Rather, the Machlekes is how to expound the Pasuk V'zavach Tesasech V'Shlamecha regarding slaughtering on the top of the Mizbeach. Does it allow it only on the northern half, or does it allow it on the whole area of the Mizbeach? Now, Gufa, we had mentioned that Halacha that the Gemara goes back to discuss. Amr of Asi Amr B'Yechnan. which was used by Reb Zeira in his question to Reb Asi, how could you say this? And then the inference would be Reb Yisrael to behold like that. But you yourself had said from Reb Yechon Halacha and Reb Yisrael Yehuda, which is Halacha we're quoting now. I'm Reb Asi and Reb Yechon. This is Meidr Yisrael Yehuda. He agrees, although that on the Mizbeach itself, the northern half is kosher for the Eila and the southern half not, but he agrees, Shem Shachton Kenegdim Bekarka Psulis, in that same area of the northern part of the Mizbeach, which on top is kosher Eila, the area beneath it would not be kosher. So that's why that proved that premise. We thought that the inference from the Halacha of the Mishnah, if Rabbi Yisi holds the whole area to the north is kosher, I mean the whole Mizbeach is considered like the north, then that means it's all in the north, can't be from there, because Rabbi Yehuda, who holds half, yeah, half not, holds all of it is not kosher on the bottom. So on this Halacha, the Gemara asks, Amali Rav Acha Medifti L'Ravin, he says, my connecting Bekarka, what does this even mean when it says that although the northern half of the Mizbeach on top is kosher for Eila, but beneath it, on the bottom, opposite it, is not going to be kosher. In other words, as Rashi explained, you cannot explain that it means opposite it on the ground, either to the western part of the Mizbeach or to the eastern part of it, meaning to either side of it, because then there wouldn't have been a question to Rav Asi previously that was asked by Rav Zeira, because from here you can't learn out that Rabbi Yehuda, because from here you can't learn out to say that obviously Rabbi Yehuda did not hold that half of the Mizbeach was in the north, as Rav Zeira had thought that was Rav Asi was saying in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, and to say, wait, you see, it's obviously not half in the north, because then why is it going to be possible opposite beneath it in the area? Why isn't it that the half area in the north? Because even if it was all in the north, Rabbi Yehuda would still hold its possible, even if it's right next to, all the way to the north, right by the northern wall of the Azara, it'd still be possible if it's drawn a little bit away from the corner of the Mizbeach by the northern part to the east or to the west. As the Gemara had expounded on the second paragraph of Chavav Medav, where the Pasuk says, Al Yerech, which it says that what's considered the north, to be able to slaughter Kachi Kachim, it's from the wall of Mizbeach, the northern wall of Mizbeach, up until the northern wall of the Azara, correlating to the area of the entire area of the Mizbeach. But if it's drawn to the sides of the Mizbeach, that's not going to be valid. So obviously that's not what it means when it says Kenegdai, that from there we would learn out that the area of the Mizbeach is obviously not in the north, because then there wouldn't be a contradiction to the halacha that was being said. So obviously it means literally beneath it, in the area of the Mizbeach itself. That would be kosher generally als Yerech HaMizbeach Tzafayna. So that's the question, what exactly is that? How do you have an area opposite the ground? Doesn't the Mizbeach take up that whole space? So says the Gemara, Elam, if you're going to say that it means he was slaughtered on the area of the Am Yisayiv, as we know, as we said in the previous stuff, the way the Mizbeach was built was with blocks. And then there was a larger block, 32 by 32, then a smaller block, and then a smaller block, because the Mizbeach actually went up in square areas. So if you're going to say that means opposite, meaning it wasn't on the top of the Mizbeach itself, but rather on lower areas like the Yisayiv or the Yisayid, that's what means that it was done lamata, kenegdai, that it's not going to be kosher. But hai, that's not kenegdai, that's gufa mizbechu, that's part of the mizbech itself. And Rabbi Yehuda would say it's kosher because, like he said, from mechatzah mizbechu l'tzafen is going to be considered like the tzafen. So then the northern part of the seiviv or the yisayid also would be kosher because it's part of mizbech. So why would the halacha be saying it's going to be pasul? But moreover, if you said it was referring to the Yisrael and the Seiviv, my connected Mekarka, what does it mean opposite on the ground? It's not on the ground. It's on some elevated, either by an Amo or by another five Amos, where it's not on the ground. So what does this mean, connected Mekarka? Bechitim, so if you're going to say a different interpretation, the Ovid Mechilis Bekarka, where they made caves in the ground beneath the Mizbeach, v'shachetbu, and they slaughtered over there. That's what it's referring to. It's saying that only on top of the Mizbeach, on the northern half, did Rabbi Yehuda say it's kosher. But beneath it, literally underground, even though it's in that same area, not going to be kosher. And that's just the Gemara, but v'chi ha'gabna mihab Mizbeach, that can't even be valid because then the Mizbeach itself is not kosher in such a way. Because v'tanu linda b'raisa, the pasuk that we quoted before, says, Mizbeach adama tasli, a Mizbeach of earth you should make for me, which the Gemara expounds, she'yehe mechuber me'adama, that it should be connected from the ground, meaning, shelo yevnenu, that the Mizbeach should not be built, lo yagab mechilis, not on top of caves, lo yagab kippin, not on top of arches, on top of poles. So that wouldn't even be a valid way of having Mizbeach in the first place, obviously the area beneath it is not going to be kosher. So what does this mean, connect and bekarka? Says Gemara, lo tzricha, no, it's necessary. The halacha was being said in the case of the batsri batsuri. If they changed the dimensions and they made the mizbeach smaller than what it used to be, and now the part that was in the northern half is now empty, and they slaughter over there, that's what Rebbe Yochanan is saying, it's going to be possible, because although now it's literally Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafayna, it's going to be possible. Now that is what Reb Zeru was proving to Rav Asi. Obviously you see that he holds because all the Mizbeach was in the south. Because if not, then why it's going to be possible? Obviously it's not like, as Reb Zeru thought Rav Asi was doing with Rebbe Yochanan, that inferring from the Mishnah that, oh, if Reb Yossi says that all of it's like it's Lord in the north, oh, so Reb Yossi Behudu says half is like the north and half is like the south, obviously that he's saying what? The Mizbeach is half in the north, half in the south? Well, you can't say that, because when you make the Mizbeach shorter and now the northern half is empty and you slaughter over there, you see it's not kosher. Why not? Obviously because Reb Yossi Behudu actually holds all of the Mizbeach is in the south. So if that area of the northern half is not there anymore, you're still in the south. It's a gezeirus hakasav, like we said, rather, as the Gemara concluded, that how do you interpret the pasuk v'zavachta alav esed l'secha b'shlamecha, that it's going to be gezeirus hakasav, that the northern half, even though it's literally in the south, has the kedushas suffin of the azara, and that's why it's going to be kasher. But the area literally beneath it, when they make it shorter, and it's not there anymore, would not be valid. Now, Amrab Zeira, he says as follows, he says, Efshe Yis L'Hod Rabbi Yochanan, is it possible that we have this halach of Rabbi Yochanan, that he said that Rabbi Yossi, he had a tradition from his teachers, Rabbi Yossi said that all of the Mizbeach was in the northern half of the Hazara. And is it possible we have such a halacha that he has a tradition, V'leitinin L'Abim Mesnitin, and that we don't have any allusion to it in any one of the Mishnais and all of Shishu Siddur Mishnah? But this is a tradition that was had, it should have been alluded that somewhere in Shas. So Nafik Dak V'Ashkech, he went out and he checked into it and he found a source. It's not like we learned the Mishnah, Mesechtes Tamid. Mishnah says as follows, Biru Misham, they would select from there, which was the chamber of the wood, of the firewood, they would pick out, they would select, Atzei Te'eno Yafim, good pieces of wood from a fig tree. Well, that's what customarily they would use it from from the branches of a fig tree. Now, a homiletic reasoning for this is because that rectified the primal sin of Adam HaRishon, which is one of the interpretations was that it was a fig tree, and that's why the pasuk says V'yaslam chagayris, that he made for them belts from a fig tree. So they would pick out these good branches. L'sad demaracha shnishal keteris, to make the second pyre that was on the mizbeach, which was used for the keteris, meaning right next to the big fire that they used, where they would burn all the sacrificial parts and limbs of the karbanos, was a smaller maracha, where they would take from their coals to use those coals and bring it on the inner altar, which they would take three kav, which was a certain measurement, every morning and evening, which they would burn the keteris on the mizbeach hazav. As the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, daf mem hei yom beis, we learn it off from a pasuk, that it has to be from the outer altar, which there would be a special maracha, and they would take from that fire coals and use those coals to put onto the mizbeach hazav. Now, this second smaller maracha was keneged keren maravis deraimis, was opposite the area of the southwestern part of the mizbeach. But it was mashach min hakeren kalapitzaf in arba amas. It was drawn to distance it from the corner of the southwest of the mizbeach, 4 amas towards the north. As the Gemara is going to explain later on the reason for this, why was it specifically this corner? And also, why would they pull it specifically, the maracha, 4 amas to the north of the mizbeach? And ba'imit chamish shon gachalim, they would estimate, according to how much firewood was necessary to make 5 saw of coals. I mean, when it burns and it makes coals from that, that's how much wood they would put over there. Because that's how much they would estimate that they needed to be able to take a shovelful from the top of the mizbeach, which the shovelful which was used for the coals for the keteris was a saw. According to Rabbi Yossi, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, daf mem gimel amud beis, where every day they would shovel an amount of a saw, and then they would pour in an area of 3 kav. Now, b'Shabbos ba'imid shmoyne saim gecholim. On Shabbos, they would put more firewood from this fig branches, which was an estimate of making 8 saw of coal. Why did they need more? Shasham ha'yunaisin shnei bezicha levayin shalechem upon them. Because besides what they would need to take the coals from there to bring on the mizbeach hazav for the keteris, they would also actually put on the 2 shovelfuls of frankincense that were used with the lechem upon them, which was consumed on Shabbos. They would go ahead and take that from inside on the shulchan and pour it onto the outer altar, because on the mizbeach hazav, nothing was burnt but the keteres in the morning and evening, like it says, leisal lof keteres zara. So where was the levaina burnt? It was burned on actually those coals. So you needed more coals to burn the levaina on that same marocha shniyah of the keteres, which was used to bring in. Here was used to take from in into the outside. Now says the Gemara, umay simana. Now, what was the sign that it was specifically set for them, this second maracha, which was also used to burn the bezichin, the levaina, that it had to be the southwestern corner, and that it was pulled off towards the north, that it should be drawn towards the north, four ames from there towards the north. Says the Gemara, and this is what the Gemara wants to prove this point, that we find allusions for Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, that Rabbi Yisi holds all of the mizbech was in the north, must be Rabbi Yisi. Why is it Rabbi Yisi? And then if it's Rabbi Yisi, it's going to prove our point that he holds all mizbeches in the north. Because the Tanya, essentially this halacha, this Mishnah Masech, this Tamid, seems to be saying a halacha that we know from Rabbi Yisi, as we learn in the Brisa of the Ketanim Tamid Beis. Rabbi Yisi, he says, Zeh Simen. This is the rule that you should hold in your hand. That is, Kalanitel Bifnim Linasin Bachotz, whatever is taken from the inside, meaning from the Heichel, from the Zbech HaZav, that's being taken to take outside, and the Gemara shortly is going to explain what this means, then Eina Naisin, then it's not placed outside on the Mizbech HaChitzin, on the Adam Mizbech, Ela B'samach, rather, whatever's near towards the inside, meaning towards the Heichel, She'ein, that there's nothing on the Adam Mizbech that's a place that's closer, Lefnim, that's more closer than that area. And so to the reverse. V'chal Anitil B'chutz Linasin Lefnim, whatever's taken from the outside, from the Mizbech HaDama, from the Mizbech that's on the outside, Mizbech HaEila, Linasin Lefnim, that's being taken to go onto the inner Mizbech, Ein Anitil Ela B'samach She'ein Lefnim. It's only taken from the part of the Adam Mizbech, that there's nothing closer than that area. So what are these two halachas referred to? So explains the Gemara. Kalanitel bifnim linasa machutz mainihu. What is that which is taken from the inside to be placed on the outside? Says the Gemara, ilei mishiraim, if we would think it's referring to the leftover, the bloods of the chatois apanimius, there are certain karbanas chatis that their blood is thrown inside the mizbeach hazav. If that's what it's referring to say that what's taken from there and then is being poured on the mizbeach hachitzain, that it has to be the closest area, why do I need Rabbi Yisi to give this klal for it? Behedik sibahu. It explicitly says in the pasuk in Vayikra that you put it on the foundation that's opposite the entryway, which is the closest thing towards the heichel. Like the pasuk says that you pour the leftover blood el yisoid mizbech ha'ila shepesach ha'ilmaid to the foundation of the mizbech ha'ila, which is by the opening of the ha'ilmaid. So I know that I don't need Rabbi Yisi's rule to remember this if it's an explicit pasuk. Vesu, moreover, the other halacha. That it says, Kalanitel b'chutz linasim b'fnim, whatever is taken from the outside to be placed on what's the inside mizbeach, ma'ini, what is that referring to? Ile megachalim shayim kippurim, if you think it's referring to the coals of Yom Kippur, where the Kohen Gadol would take a shovelful and bring it inside the holies of the holies to burn over there his fistful of keteres from very refined the incense, that they're also taken from the outer mizbeach, as the pasuk says, me'ala mizbeach m'lofnei Hashem. He has to take it from the Mizbech that's in front of Hashem on the western side, as the Gemara says in Yuman Daf Memhei Mebeis, which Mizbech has in it that part of it is in front of Hashem, but not all of it is in front of Hashem? That's the Adam Mizbech. And that's what Rabbi Yisi is giving a rule and a sign that you should only take it from the part of the Mizbech which there's nothing closer it towards facing the opening of the Heichel. But behedik sibhu, I don't need a sign for that either. That's also explicit in pasuk, as it says in Mayikra, v'lokech moloi ha-machta gachle esh v'gemen, that it should take a shovelful full of burning fiery coals, etc., where it says, melefne Hashem, from in front of Hashem, which that's the area that's facing towards the inside. So what are these two halachas that he's giving a sign for when they're both explicit psukim? Ela rather, says the Gemara, kolanitilbifnim linasimachutz, when he was referring to whatever is placed on the inside, which then has to be taken to the outside. And then we're saying when it's put on the outside mizbech, has to be an area of the mizbech that's the closest towards the heichel. That's referring to shnei bezich levayna shalachem apanim, to these two shovelfuls of frankincense, which were from the procedure of the lechem apanim, which every single Shabbos they're taken from the shulchan, which is inside in the heichel, to be placed on the mizbech that's outside in the azara. And that Rabbi Yisi is teaching us that it should be placed opposite the opening. Why? The garment mishiraim, because we learn that from the shiraim of the chatois apanimim, just like they're taken from the inside to the outside. And as we brought explicit pasuk, it has to be the closest area. So to the bezich levaina, also have to be placed in the closest area. And so to the other halacha, nitl b'chutz l'nas mafnim, what's taken from the outside to be placed on the inside, that refers to gachalim d'chol yema v'yema. That refers to the coals of every single day, where every single day they would take from the second pyre that was made special fire for the Ketairos to have coals, to be placed on the Mizbeach HaPanimi. And that Rabbi Yisi is telling us that it's taken from an area right directly opposite the opening of the Heichel. And how do we know that? The garment, Megachalim, Shriyam Kippurim, because we learn that from the coals of Yom Kippurim, where there, like we said, explicitly the Pasuk says, it has to be the area right directly opposite the opening of the Heichel that it's taken from. Now, that's what the Gemara is saying. That seems to be the same thing, and that's why we're saying the Tana that Mishnah Masechet is Tamid, is Rabbi Yisi. Sounds like that's exactly what the Tana over there was saying regarding the Maracha Shnia, which was used to take coals for the Ketairos, and also to burn the Bezichin on it. Which that Tana was saying that it should be on the southwestern corner, but should be pulled, drawn towards the north by four Amas. Why? Because then it's going to be directly opposite the opening of the Heichel. And so from there we see that according to Rabbi Yisi, obviously the whole Mizbeach was in the north. Why? Because, again, we're explaining who's the one that says that this Maracha, which is both you take from here to the inside and from the inside you put on here, which, because we, it's what's to mean directly opposite the Heichel, that's Rabbi Yisi, as we brought in the Braisa. So the Tana that Mishnah Talmud is Rabbi Yisi, because that's what that Tana essentially is saying. Now we're going to prove that that Tana holds all the Mizbeach is in the north. And then you're going to see an allusion to Rabbi Yechon's Halacha that Rabbi Yisi holds Kula Mizbeach with Safakai, as the Gemara explains. Umayk Saver. So what is this Tana, who we're assuming is Rabbi Yisi? What does he hold that he said that the Maracha that's on the southwest has to be pulled, drawn towards the north by four Amas? If he holds that Olam Mizbeach is in the south, and so but the Maracha has to be drawn towards the north by four Amas to bring it close to the Pesach as possible, but then why is it being drawn by four Amas? Esrim v'sheva by Lamesi, 27 Amas has to be drawn from the southwestern corner towards the north, where if you want to have it by the Pesach Eil Mayit, because that the Pesach of the Eil Mayid was in the middle of the Azara. The opening of the Heichel was 10 Amos wide. 5 of it was in the north of the Azara, and 5 of it was in the south. Now, since you tell me that the Mizbeach was in the south, so it comes out that the only part of the Mizbeach that was Lefnei HaPesach was the 5 northernmost Amos of the Mizbeach. Because you're telling me that it was in the south, so it ended directly by the middle of the opening of the Heichel, which was right by the end of the south, because none of it was in the north. So it comes out from the 32 Amas, that's the length of the Mizbeach, you only have that you have 27 Amas from the edge of the Mizbeach, from the south, that is totally not by Pesach El Mayit. So if you need to draw from the southwestern corner to pull it, that it should be directly opposite the Pesach, you have to pull it by 27 Amas, not 4 Amas, because 5 of it is going to be Pesach El Mayit. So, but then you have to, if you want to get from the 32, you got to pull it 27. So what are you saying that it's going to be only drawing it 4? And even v'inamik saver kedushas heichel ulam chadhi, even if you're going to say that no, we have a little bit more leeway, that the sanctity of the heichel was the same as the sanctity as the ulam, as the antechamber, and therefore once you reach opposite the opening of the ulam, it's also still going to be considered lefnei Hashem. Now the reason why we gain over here is because the opening of the ulam, the antechamber, was wider than the opening of the heichel by 5 amas on each side, because the width of the ulam, instead of 10 amas like the heichel, was actually a width of 20 amas, as the Mishnah teaches in Masechtas Midas Daf Lamed Vav Med Aleph. So, still says the Gemara, if you held that this Tana held that the old Mizbeach was in the south, so Esrim V'Tarti Bayimesi. So, fine, you wouldn't need 27 amas to draw it from the southwest, but 22 you would. You would just have a gain of 5. What are you saying that you just draw it 4 amas? Continues the Gemara, it's proof. And if he said, okay, fine, not all of it was in the south, but maybe not all of it was in the north, maybe it was half, the Mizbeach was half in the south and half in the north. And therefore, coming to draw it, that it should be opposite the opening of the Heichel. But then at least you have to still draw it 11 Amas. Because like we said, if the Mizbeach was 32 Amas, so half is in the north, half in the south, so 16 of its Amas was in the south. So it comes out 11 Amas from the southwestern corner will get you towards the opening of the Heichel. But because then you'll have the 5 to give, which is half in the north, I mean, from the entryway of the Heichel, which half of it is in the south. but not four. Ve'ella, so what are you going to say? Okay, ksav kedushas heichal ve'ulam chada milsi. That no, you have more leeway because you don't even have to get to the opening of the heichal. You have to get to the opening of the ulam. Still says the Gemara, shispoy lemesi. You still have to draw it not four but six because you just have a gain of another five. So not 11. So minus five. So you got to do six. What are you saying that it's four? Elalav, and this way the Gemara proves its point. So obviously that you, the halacha of drawing it towards the north by four amas was not to bring it closer to facing the Pesach. To the contrary, it was giving a limitation not to draw it to the north more than that. Because as much as we want to have it actually closer to the southern corner. And that will actually make it precisely opposite the opening of the Pesach. Because these four amas that you're drawing to the fourth, towards the north, is because actually you need to. Because or else you wouldn't have a place where to put this fire. And that is because, as the Gemara explains, Mishum Diksaver Kulim Mizbech B'tsafen Koy. Because this Tana that we're saying is Rabbi Yesi holds that all of the Mizbech was the northern half of the Azara. So therefore comes out, the only part of the Mizbech that was Lifnei HaPesach of the Olam Ayid was only its five southern Amis. Because although it's all in the north, we said the Pesach HaHechel was half in the north, half in the south. Now, the Hani Arba Amis, in this that we're saying that four Amis of it should be drawn to the north, that was only for pragmatic reasons. Because the 32 Amis that we're always counting as the measurements of the Mizbeach is not the top part, necessarily. It's the whole square of the Mizbeach, which is the Yisoid and the Saiv, if there's this area. So you have to draw it four Amis from the corner because there's Amma Yisoid. We're not doing the fire on the Yisoid and the foundation, the one Amma thing on the bottom of the Mizbeach. You also have to count Va'ama Saiviv, which was another part in the middle part of Mizbeach that went around. Va'ama Makam Kranz, then you have the Amad, which is also of the, where the corners are. Where you can't, that's not an area where you could put the fire. And then you have Va'ama Makam Ragla Kahanim. Then you have another Amad, which is where the Kahanim go, who they organize and they take care of the fires, where they can go around from corner to corner around the Marachas. There's no place for them to organize it, unless if you had another Amad where they could walk. So that's what the Tana is telling you, that you have to distance it by four Amas, simply a pragmatic reason so that you can have an Amma from the Marocha, at least one Amma of it, that's going to be facing the Pesach and the Heichel. Why? Because you're going to distance it anymore towards the north, Suleka Pesach. You're not going to have it opening the Pesach because all the Mizbech is in the north. You only have this five southern in the Pesach oil. Now, you can't do it the Yisoid, you can't do it the Saif, you can't do it the Karen, you can't even do it the one after that because the Karen have to walk somewhere. But do it right after that, because then that last Amma is in that one Amma that we still have, that it's still going to be Pesach Ha'el. So that's the proof that you find the Lushim, Rabbi Yechitz Halacha, that Rabbi Yisi holds Kulam Mizbech B'tzafen Koy from this Mishnah Masech this Tamid. Now that Amrav Adabar Abba. He says that, no, truthfully, I would tell you that you don't have any proof for here, for the halacha that Rabbi Yechon was saying that according to Rabbi Yisi, that the Mizbeach is all in the north. Because I could tell you, Hamani, who is the town of the Mishnah Masech the Talmud? It's Rabbi Yehudahi. It's Rabbi Yehuda, who he says that half the Mizbeach was in the north, half was in the south. The town of Glenda Bryce, Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Mizbeach memutza va'imid be'emtza azar. The Mizbeach was smack in the middle of the azar. And therefore, v'shleish mishtayim amas hayule, like we've been saying all along, the length of the mizbeach was 32 amas. Esra amas keneged pischa shalecha, so it comes out, 10 of its middle amas was directly opposite the opening of the heichel, because the heichel was also half in the north, half in the south. So that's in the middle. And so too, the mizbeach was exactly in the middle. So the middle 10 amas was directly opposite the opening of the heichel. And then additionally, you had echas esri amim mikan, mechas as amim mikan. Then you had another 11 amas on the Mizbeach on the northern side, another 11 amas on the southern side. Nimtze Mizbeach mechuvin keneged heichel. It comes out the Mizbeach was exactly directly opposite the heichel, meaning not just the opening of the heichel, but opposite the entire space of the heichel, because the doorway was not as big as the heichel itself, and the width of its walls, because the internal area of the heichel was 20 amas. Additionally, the thickness of its walls were a total of were also six amas on either side, as the Mishnah teaches in Masechtas Midas. So you have 12 plus 20 makes for 32. So the entire area of the heichal was directly opposite the area of the mizbeach. So that's what the Tana, the Mishnah over there is like. It's not like Rabbi Yasi, and therefore no proof. It's like Rabbi Yasi, it's like Rabbi Yehuda. And that has to come out. Wait a second, save. But then at the end, you have the same question we had asked before, Rabbi Yehuda. Chatzrei boi lemeisei, then why are you just moving it four amas from the south? towards the north, you should move it 11 amos. Because, what do you mean? We said, and we had been discussing this according to Rabbi Yossi, if it's half and half, so then you're still not going to get from the southernmost corner to the Pesach until you pull it by 11. And if you're going to say that it doesn't have to get to the opening of the Heichel, get to the opening of the Ulam, but Shith Boilam, like we said before, you still have to draw it 6. Because from those 16, 5 is going to be in the Pesach Heichel, and if it's and if you only have to Pesach Ulam, at least 6, because you're gaining by 5. But what are you saying 4? That says the Gemara. No, Misavet Hani Arba Amos Behadi Amma Yisoid VeAmas Seiv. Do you think when we were counting that you have to distance it from the corner 4 Amos, we meant with the Yisoid and the Seiv? No, we're only discussing the area on the top of the Mizbeach. Arba Amos Barmi Ami Yisoid VeAmas Seiv. This that he was saying, you have to distance it 4 amas from the southernmost corner, we're saying on the top of the Mizbeach, besides the Amasid and the Amis and Saiviv, so it comes out, it's going to be Lifnei HaPesach, because we're distancing it actually from the real corner, from the Yisoid, by 6 amas, which is 4 amas on the top. And when we said that it has to be distanced 4 amas, not like we were saying for Rabbi Yossi, because it's all in the north. No, it's like a Yehuda holds half in the north, half in the south. The 4 amas was actually making it closer that it could be not like the max, but the minimum that it could be Lifnei HaPesach, because less than that, it wouldn't be Lifnei HaPesach. So fine, so the Gemara rejected the proof by saying it's not Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara asks, but why do you say it's Rabbi Yehuda? V'nukmik Rabbi Yossi uba b'mutza. Why didn't you just say it's like Rabbi Yossi, but there's no proof of Rabbi Yechanan? It's just told me that it's the Mizbeach was in the middle, not all in the north. Why do you have to remove Rabbi Yossi as being the Tana of the Mishnah, who we had a reason why we thought it was him? Because he's the one that says that essentially that halacha and that Mishnah in the Brice that we quoted, which whatever is from the inside to the outside to the inside has to be the pari that there's nothing closer than that. Now, you said it's not him because you wanted to reject that the deek of Reb Zera to say that, oh, there's no proof because we can interpret it in a different way. So you can't prove that he holds Kul Mizbeach with Tzafen Kai. But still, say that it's Reb Yossi, but it's not all in the Tzafen, it's Chetzi B'Tzafen. And so how does it work? Because with the four that we were counting was besides the Amasoid and Amasoidim. Why do you have to switch the Tana from Rabbi Yossi? You're anyway saying it's not a proof. So keep it as Rabbi Yossi, but in your rejection, why make it a whole new Tana? Says the Gemara, Mishum de Rabbi Yehuda, Shemana Lei Mamutza Behedya. Because Rabbi Yehuda, we have explicitly a source, as we quoted, that he says that the Mizbeach is half in the north and half in the south. So we could just easily use him as a Tana to say a different interpretation. But the fact that Rabbi Yossi, because he says the halacha that of this halacha of Nitalim Befnim and Nitalim Bechutz and Nitalim Bechutz and Nitalim Befnim, that everyone says and everyone holds, and that's the difference, no more of a reason for us to say it's Rabbi Yossi, and we'd rather use Rabbi Yehuda, who already tells us Chetzi is in the Tzav and the Chetz in the Dharm, than making up a whole new interpretation that it's Rabbi Yossi, who holds north, half north and half south, where we don't have any source. To the contrary, Rabbi Yochanan's halacha tells us that it's all in the north according to Rabbi Yossi. But we thought we had a proof in this Mishnah because it's Rabbi Yossi and we're proving it has to be in the north. And that was saying, no, it doesn't have to be in the north. It could be half in the north and half in the south. And therefore, yeah, it could be Rabbi Yossi, could be Rabbi Yehuda, but there's not going to be any proof and allusion to Rabbi Yochanan's halacha from that Mishnah.